the revenge fuck. I will see you again when I'm 60 and dripping with diamonds. When the lines on my face tell a story of a life that's been very, very well lived. You'll see me across a crowded room and wonder why every inch of me seems to sparkle. It's fun, my dear. That's what's sparkling. Fun. After 40 years of being nourished by the kind of love you'd never have dreamed of giving me, my skin will positively glow. You'll ache to lick and kiss it, to brush your nose up against the scent of my neck, or run your hands over the silk of my dress. You'd do almost anything. Except say hello to me, of course. That would show too much willing. Even at 60, you'll be reluctant to make the first move, in case you give the wrong impression. You'll be as eager as you are terrified to appear eager. And that's always been your biggest fault. That you know what you want, but you're frightened to take it, in case it makes you look lesser than who you are. So when I meet you again in 40 years' time, I'll smile at you from across the room and give a wave that's as insignificant as you are. You look tiny now, and that surprises me. I tower above you in confidence, if not in stature. Where life seems to have worn you down like a pebble, it's nourished me and helped me grow. I've stretched my roots across continents. You imagine that were we to fuck, it would be just like it was in the past. Me looking up at you with wet eyes and desperate love, begging you to nourish me too. It won't be like that at all, but that's how it will seem. In your excitement. In the moment when I click my sparkling heels across the parquet floor of whichever embassy we're dining in tonight and smile at you in that familiar way. The way that used to make you think you were worth so much more than I was. In that moment, it will all come flooding back. Your ego will feed your heart, which will pump the blood into your cock. And you'll remember how useful I was for relieving this kind of pressure. How good I was at stoking the fire and then quenching it with kisses and the wetness of my cunt. Perhaps I'll make a joke about the way we used to be. I'll give a laugh that fizzes like champagne as I reminisce about what a silly girl I was. And you, oblivious to the fact that this is a test, definitely a test, as you slobber over the sun-kissed skin exposed by my plunging neckline, you'll snort laugh and nod along. Agree with me, mockingly. As if the young girl I was at 20 has disappeared forever, so it's okay to talk behind her back. Next time I fuck you, it will not be for love, but for revenge. To show you that the woman I am now loves me so much better than you ever could. I will take you back to my house, in a car driven by a silent man in a uniform and hat. I will take you upstairs past portraits of beautiful men and women who've loved me over the last 4 decades. When you ask about them, I'll tell you only their first names, then give a secret smile as I recall the 50 ways each one of them fucked me. In my bedroom, you'll grab for me with fumbling, greedy fists, as if you still own me the way you used to think you did when I was 20. I'll take a step back, tilt my head to one side and smile. Place one perfectly manicured hand on your cock and squeeze it tightly through your trousers until you gasp. I'll tell you that I'm not that girl anymore. Then I'll show you the woman I've become. I am 60 and covered in diamonds. Filled with life and nourished by love and watching you from the safest distance across acres and acres of time. Perhaps you seem small, not just because you've shrunk in my estimation, but because I'm seeing you from so far away. You're a distant speck on the horizon of my life, one I'm only inspecting because I'm curious. I want to see whether it will provide amusement for the 20-something who still lives on in my heart. I will not let you fuck me the way you used to, though. Like a rutting bull, staring into the distance and shoving yourself into me as I lie passive beneath you, waiting for you to dispense the pathetic dribble of love that was all you thought I deserved. No. This time, I'll order you to strip. I won't lift a finger to help you undress, but I'll use them to pinch the tip of a condom before rolling it down onto your straining erection, reminding you how times have changed. When you're suitably dressed, I'll slip my silk dress onto the carpet and order you to sit your chilly, naked bottom on the stool at my dressing table. Gloriously, when I straddle your straining prick, you'll see my whole body from every angle. Me, wearing nothing but diamonds, riding you as you beg me for more. Don't hold back. Enjoy it. Drink it in, every single part of me. My breasts, my neck, my hair, the curve of my buttocks as they meet my waist. Each crease and mole and wrinkle and glistening bead of sweat, every single inch of my body, the same as it used to be, but different, better, more whole, inhabited by someone who knows its value. When we fuck, I will not take off my diamonds. I'll keep one hand on the back of your neck to keep me steady, another hand spit-lubed and busily working my clit. If there's one thing you taught me, it's that. All the nights when you'd hot-foot it out of the house before someone found out I was your dirty little secret. I didn't realise at the time, but I was in training for the rest of my life. I rubbed myself over and over until I came and then wept, came and then wept, over and over until I was an expert in my body, until I loved my body. In the absence of love, I learned pleasure. And that wasn't actually a bad deal at all. So I will ride you hard, slamming myself right down to the base of your cock and watching your face grow redder as you try to hold back your climax. Seeing the blue vein pulsing at the side of your forehead like it used to, I'll lick the sweat from your cheeks and clench my cunt tight as if to crush your cock inside me. Inevitably, you'll beg me to slow down, grasping for just one more minute of pleasure. One more minute of pretending things might go back to how they used to be, with me at your feet and you in control. I slow down, but keep on rubbing my clit with the same urgency. The urgency with which you used to fuck me. As I work, my nails will jab the skin of your stomach with a casual viciousness. Perhaps you'll mewl or whimper, or maybe you'll bite your tongue. Remembering all the times you used to suck firmly on my nipples or touch fingertips to my clit, and how you'd tell me to shh if I ever dared cry out for more of it. Perhaps your favourite words, needy and bitch, are still ringing in your ears. They're certainly still ringing in mine. Maybe I'll look into your eyes and this is the point when you realise the kind of fuck we're actually having. I doubt it. As I come around your cock, I'll make no sound at all. For all the times you accused me of squealing or wheedling or whining or mewling, this time I will make no sound. When I lift myself off your twitching prick, there'll be a moment, just a split second, when you look down at it, then up at me, aghast. As if the fact that I would leave you unsatisfied isn't just outrageous, but inconceivable. Your dick hurts. It aches. There's a glint of pre-cum leaking from the tip, and so you have to fight the urge to order me to remove the condom, lick it off and suck it clean. Get on with it, you prick-teasing bitch. And in that moment, I'll see all the ways you used to knock me down and feel a rush of the breathtaking, bone-crushing hatred that my 20-something self had to live with every day. Except this time, it isn't me I'll hate. Finally, finally, my rage will have found the right target. But that's not my revenge. When I'm done fucking you, I'll stand behind you at the mirror, kiss your neck, and smile. And in the reflection of three pristine glass panels, you will see how a life of joy has etched itself onto my face. Those creases by my eyes form the ghosts of evenings past, spent laughing with friends and flirting with lovers. The lines around my mouth drawing it upwards into a permanent smile. You'll see I'm haunted by the pleasant echoes of other people's names cried out with pleasure. When you see the story life has written on my face, you'll try so hard not to frown. But it's too late. Far too late. Because 40 years of sneers and cruelty have done their work already. I can read the story life has carved on you, and it's a greater prize, more beautiful than any of my diamonds. If you liked this, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.